My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. Got a 4-man junk show. It's early September Tuesday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is here this morning. Hello.
What's up?
Hello. As is John Paul Flame.
What's up, man? 49ers scored a ton of points last night.
Yep, they did. And Eric Bickle also.
Hey, buddy.
Here.
How are you? Morning.
Yeah, the Niners basically handled the Jets pretty easily last night in the Bay.
It was a beatdown.
No Christian McCaffrey. No big deal. You plug in Jordan Mason in his first
NFL start. I told you to draft him for me.
And he was a stud.
He's amazing. I mean, man, that guy just earned his second contract.
Averaged 5.3 yards per carry. Found the end zone. A workhorse. I mean, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you don't worry about burning out a guy who rarely, if ever, plays. Give him as many carries as he can handle.
I'm a new fan.
Effective, and
there was talk in the summer that Kyle Shanahan wanted to dial back all the carries on McCaffrey because he was on the field for 72% of the offensive plays last year.
Which makes sense.
He wants to dial that back to about 60%, 65%, and give Jordan Mason a shot. And
do it.
That's what he's going
to
do.
Plus, sprinkle in some Debo. He had 8 carries last night. That tends to be the case if McCaffrey misses, his rushing gets an uptick.
I'm a new fan because he goes by JP.
He does. I didn't know that. Wasn't aware.
Kyle Shanahan called him JP. Apparently that's his nickname.
Well,
there was a little
he's a monster.
Dust up after the game.
Oh yeah, the Niners are definitely playing fast and loose with the reporting injuries bit.
And it kind of spoiled Jordan Mason's night in that. So he gives an on-field interview, I believe, to Lisa Salters, and she asked, when did you know you were going to start? He said Friday.
Oh, oops.
And then, after the game, in the locker room, one of the reporters, I guess, asked him about that, and he was like, that's why I don't like talking to media, because they were like, you know, kind of putting the screws to him instead of just celebrating the fact that, hey, you got your first start. Well, you had over 150 yards combined. The end zone.
I clearly, in that spot, I blame the coaching staff hand in hand with the PR staff. Because if they've known since Friday, they have to pull him into a room and say, look, if you get asked when you knew you're going to start, you're going to say, I found out about 2 hours before the game.
It's not a big deal. They learned. It's not a big deal.
I mean, if the team gets slapped with a fine because they're not reporting their injuries correctly, it's going to be kind of a big deal.
I think it's fine. The owner will pay it. But I actually don't think it's a big deal. And couldn't you argue that, okay, I knew it was going to start on Friday, but we didn't know if he was going to be for sure inactive?
You could make that argument.
Maybe he was going to be a limited participant.
Here's where it's a big deal. Gambling.
The league's in bed with the
gambling operators. It's a huge deal, and gambling and fantasy wise.
Christian McCaffrey's props, touchdown scoring props, yardage props were all up there on Friday.
Because if you know on Friday that CMC is severely limited or is not going, you have time to adjust your bets. do everything you need to do. If you find out 2 hours before the game, you're kind of boned.
Right, mm-hmm. but coaching staff don't care about that.
I'm aware they don't care.
Right, they don't care.
But they do have to follow the rules that are set forth by the NFL as far as reporting injuries properly.
Well, we knew he was injured, right? We knew McCaffrey was injured.
Yeah, but we didn't know he was going to miss the game.
We knew he was limited,
right.
Yeah.
So he held out as long as he could. I don't know. I guess because I'm not a fantasy guy, it doesn't affect me.
I think fantasy, it moves the gambling markets.
Yeah.
Like if you know
I think it's more gambling than fantasy.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it definitely
gambling.
Has an effect for
but
fantasy.
Even gambling-wise, it's not going to affect the coaches. The coaches are going to try to keep that as quiet as long as
sure.
they can.
Yeah, that
they
is true.
Are.
Mason answered after the game, the question right there is why I'm mad. That's why I don't really like talking to the media, because mm-hmm. you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
When would he ever have talked to the media before last night? Uh-huh. I mean, maybe the local.
I doubt there's high demand.
I'm sure local media, like in the San Francisco beat reporters, talk
sure.
to him. But like,
well, he just earned himself another like 2 to 3 years in the league with that one performance.
Definitely.
I mean, that was huge.
He was. He's been good as a backup mm-hmm. since he's been there. I mean, he was undrafted. I mean,
right.
And he didn't even put up crazy numbers in college. He was a good player, but didn't put up crazy
just
numbers.
Showed he can play.
He can
shows
play.
That he can certainly play in that
100%.
That one cut system that Shanahan loves to employ.
Purdy played well too.
I thought Purdy does what he always does. Yeah. I've been impressed with him from day one. I
mean, he ended up with no touchdowns.
No, he was solid.
Moved the team.
He made some really good passes.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Meanwhile, when you looked at Rodgers and that offense, just looked kind of out of sync.
Yeah, I thought Rodgers threw the ball okay, but he runs funny now. He definitely runs funny. He's not going to be able to be nearly as mobile as before.
Yeah. The pocket is his friend. Like, he does not want to leave the pocket.
I stayed up until midway through the third. Went to bed fairly late. Right after he threw that touchdown. I mean, he's still got the arm, right? And obviously
he
still has the vision.
He has a laser.
Yeah, he could still sling it. But they're going to have to figure out some mobility stuff with him, protection stuff, because he just runs funny now. To me, anyway.
Yeah, he is limited running-wise, obviously. And look, he's 40-some years old coming off an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
You're going to look different. You're going to move different than you used to.
He did look different, no doubt. But I wouldn't write off the Jets.
They're
Niners
on the road.
Are just superior.
They're on the road against a team that was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily expect it. I mean, Rodgers said it's not an excuse, but travel.
Yeah.
He threw out a couple things, which, you know, they're cliches, but more often than not, they're true.
For sure. I mean, Brandon Ayuk booted a touchdown in the end zone.
That was a great pass.
I saw Peyton Manning going nuts on the alt cast. I'm not generally an alt cast guy. I like me the traditional cast, at least for Monday Night Football. But he was like, this is why you got to get in camp. I don't do a very good Peyton Manning. This is why you got to get in camp. Get the deal signed. Catch the ball. And
he might have dropped that even if he did sign the
deal. I mean, it was a tough catch. Like, he was laid out in the corner.
Perfect. It was a dime.
Oh, the ball was right where it needed to be.
Perfect throw from Purdy. I saw Eli had a funny that made me laugh. that he studied every one of Aaron Rodgers' throws last year. Right? Because he played four plays.
Yeah.
Did he even attempt the pass? I can't remember.
I don't know. He studied four every plays. One of his plays from
it's
last season.
Good bit. It's a solid bit.
That made me laugh.
I usually just like when Eli Jones on Peyton.
Yeah,
I like that stuff.
And props to, you know, we talked about the kicking situation here. Props to Jake Moody, who kicked 250-yarders.
Yeah.
He also had two, I think, 45-yarders, call it 45, 6 for 6. Had 25 fantasy points. And I was going against him. I told Cakes, I said, I got Breece Hall and he's got Jake Moody. He goes, oh, you're a big winner.
Yeah.
And then I saw Moody with 6
field goals.
He was
creeping up on you.
He was creeping.
Yeah.
But Breece Hall put up enough numbers.
I mean, you never expect to face a kicker that's going to put a 20-plus ball up on you, but it
that's,
happens.
But that's a kicker that the Niners really liked in college out of Michigan. They drafted him in the, third round.
That's a high pick for a kicker.
Yes.
Very high.
I know
you have an affinity for kickers, EB, but third round is a little bit dicey.
I'm not saying you have to pick them.
I'm not burning my draft capital third round on a kicker.
Should
like
we
kickers.
Pour one out for Cade York?
I mean,
I barely knew him.
He was here for one game. He doesn't even count.
Yeah,
you knew that was coming.
Yeah,
of course.
Especially when I think it was Grant that reported that if he made it to week two, they would give up the conditional draft
pick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he had no shot.
Bon voyage.
He might have been cut if he made both his kicks. You know?
It's not a good resume builder when if teams are looking down the road to pick up a kicker and they put in the tape from the last game and you miss both field goals and kick the kickoff out of bounds.
I'm going to hope that he was here, that I was here for such a short time that they're going to miss the fact that I even was with the Commanders for a game. That's what I'm hoping for.
You don't even put that one on your resume?
Yeah, that one doesn't.
You don't think he added it to his LinkedIn?
Doesn't make the sizzle reel. Probably not. I think you're going to leave that one on the cutting room floor.
All right, so obviously the elephant in the room was that the McCaffrey thing just kind of just ruined our parlay, right?
I mean, well, it still hit.
It was a void.
It hits, but like no payout, basically.
No, it's a $370 payout.
Right.
You guys can all split it since my guy didn't contribute, so you four can.
Oh, it's fine. It's a team number.
Four way chop.
What is it? $60 a man?
You can
something like
it.
That.
It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
I'll take $60. Jason, honestly, that wouldn't even occur to me.
That's fine.
A couple people did tweet that. It didn't occur to me.
That's fine. Didn't occur to me.
No, that's fine.
We're
in
together.
That's the first thing I thought about. I said, you know what?
I don't think about it that way.
My guy did not
think about it that way.
I thought we're a team. We ride together with this.
I feel like we ride together.
Well, we can, but it's only $60.
I know. Who cares? But if my guy gets canceled out in the future and you guys win like $10,000, I want my piece.
Sure.
I don't know. We might have to talk about that.
You're in. You get your cut.
You get your cut.
It's fine.
Not even up for discussion.
It would never occur to me.
Throw me a 20.
I never even thought about it. I didn't think about it for 1 second.
It would never occur to me.
I'm going to get an extra $20 because Jason's guy wasn't going in the parlay.
Yeah. I'm too.
Now, did we set the bar too high by hitting in week one?
I don't know. It just seems like it's a little bit easier than
picking
one out.
No, I don't think so. Now we just have to find guys that we know are going to find the end zone.
Yeah, I mean.
I might just pick against Commanders. Secondary every week. If you have a premier receiver against the Commander's secondary,
Neighbors this week?
Take Malik Neighbors.
I don't have faith in Daniel Jones.
Well, he might not be throwing passes for that much longer. It might be Drew Lock.
Yeah, but if he's
point.
Running wide open, even Daniel Jones can hit him.
No, but I'd rather wait for matchups where you have a competent quarterback and a really good receiver. Like when they face the Bengals, I'll bet on Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what is payout? So what will we each get out of this drab? So we get five. Is it divided by five? You guys
how much
a
was
share?
The payout? 357.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I tweeted out
there.
The tickets.
I saw Drabby's like whining that he blames JP for putting it in the atmosphere.
357.93.
You're putting it in the atmosphere that he jinxed it.
Oh, well, I mean, look, he does it all the time. I don't know what else to say.
It was
I'm not
going to
scream
it was
and yell at him.
What he did
and freak out like everyone thinks I'm going to do.
Yeah,
but he's just. It's got no consideration for the you know the belief that we have that he could jinx it. He doesn't believe in it, so he'll just poop all over it. He does it all the
he'll
time on Twitter.
It.
You know, when our weekend parlay, he'll tweet out, "This is gonna hit."
Mm-hmm.
Never does. It's just consideration for other people, or a lack of that.
Or it was a word, and people jumped down my throat over a word. I was actually setting up something in a tease, but that's okay.
What were we going to say, Valdez?
We should play.
All right.
On the bright side.
I would agree.
It's that dumb.
On the bright side.
Ain't doing it again.
We're about to win a touchdown parlay.
Oh, now you're jinxing
it. Oh, my God.
Some people already won it.
Who's telling everybody there's a no-hitter going on in the seventh inning?
Some people already won.
That's the card. You just violated the cardinal
sin. It's not going to happen
now. Not these people.
McCaffrey.
It's just poor form. That's all. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You're counting your chickens. It's classic case of counting your chickens.
Everyone knows not to do that. Everybody.
You upset the gambling gods.
Yeah, that is correct.
Looks like everybody shares 71.55.
All right, I'm sized.
Well, they split 71.55.
It's a job.
It's fine.
Better than zero. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
It's a win.
So whose account is it in?
Jason? It's in my account.
Oh, it's in your account?
I didn't even know I had an account. I had to, because of... text miscommunication with Cakes. I had to set up an account. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't do the profit boost. I didn't know how to do the profit
boost.
Could have
had more profits. Mm. Just left them on the table.
How much did we leave on the table if you had done the profit
probably
boost?
Probably a sizable amount, right?
100 or 200.
Total?
Yeah.
Not per person.
No,
total.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Just so we're clear, Jason gets a full share for... not participating, and we're splitting a share over here.
I told you I would give you guys my share. You guys are
No, no, no. I don't mind your share. I'm just saying we're not dividing it by six. We're dividing by five.
You know what? Oh, we can divide by six. I'm fine.
You divide it by six is fine.
It's such a menial amount of money.
Why don't you
knock it out? Phase me.
Why don't you just here? How about this?
Yeah,
I'll take half of what you guys are getting, and they can take the other half, and they can split it.
Okay, I don't care. JHB, you figure it out. I'm not gonna quibble over it. It's so dumb. But for some reason, I did have this bizarre thought that you guys were combining for one share. I don't know why I
thought
that.
Because they made one pick. They didn't make two picks.
Yeah.
I really don't care. We'll just pump it up and pick a plus 300 guy next week. So we get our full share when it hits.
So hold on. Do you now, are you now arguing that, but isn't, wasn't that the idea? You could have the full share now, but.
No, not really. I don't know. Didn't really think about it. I was just trying to cut down on the clutter of the segment.
Right. But it, you did, because you actually thought we'd never hit, so it wouldn't mean
didn't really think about the payout portion of it.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Right. I mean, I said give everybody a friggin' share so there's no whining.
Yeah, let's and then just holding chop, over chop my it all
head.
The way. It's fine.
I don't want it held over my head. I cheated somebody. I'm just
floating this out there.
Yeah.
What do you think about rolling it?
Oh, I do like that concept.
I mean, well, I don't think it's a chance.
I would suggest maybe keeping the money in my account for this season because I can actually put in the bet.
That's true. Now,
immediately after the show, which sometimes is an issue.
Are you talking about rolling the whole thing over into the second week?
I'm talking about rolling the whole enchilada.
I like the way you operate, sir.
I don't mind rolling it for maybe a one-off, but not to go 5 for 5 or 6 for 6. Right. I just don't think
At
that's
possible.
At some
point, our luck's going to run out.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do like a 2-game parlay, roll it all on that. I could maybe get in. I could see that.
Uh-huh.
But we ain't going to hit. Like another 6 for 6.
No, we're not going to build this.
That's just literally a dumb thought.
We're not going to build this into like $100,000. I see the look in your eye. I see that gleam in your eye, Valdez.
Delusional.
Yeah, I like it.
You agree? We're not going to hit a 6 for 6er back to back.
Well, why don't we all take a little chunk out?
Right? I mean, he's speaking my language. You're getting me some.
Why don't we all take like a little 5 spot out?
I'm kind of buying what you're selling.
What do you mean? Say it again.
We take a little 5 spot out, and then instead of doing a nubby $10 one, we have a...
Like a $50.
We have a $25
one. I'd be all about it.
That's fine. Then you don't have a problem with that. But I don't want to put like $400
on the next one. No. Just 20. Just take that like you would tip your dealer.
Just a little more taste.
Yeah. Sure, I'm fine with that.
Just take a five spot out.
We're not going to hit another 5 for 5 or a 6 for 6.
It might just be our time, EB.
This might be our calling.
Right? This is our mission.
No, I'm serious.
We have an innate ability to pick touchdowns.
I'm serious. We have the Commanders expert, okay, over there with Eric. That's his specialty.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We have the fantasy man.
Okay.
That's Cakes. Cakes knows all the matchups.
All right. Hopefully that's the case. Yeah.
We have the situational man and JP always looking to see who we're going to exploit for the Commanders. Right. We have the Mush and Jason.
Yep.
All right. He always knows who's going to be injured.
Okay. So
then you have us.
Right. We got have all the moving pieces that we need. I like it. It's like a gambling consortium.
It's like Ocean's 11. Yeah. Everyone has their job.
Yeah. Correct. Who's the guy that's going to do the backflip into the little box?
It's you, Cakes, because you're a little shorty.
Yeah, because I'm so agile. I can do a backflip. I'm so sure.
So a guy like Jaden who had 2 rushing touchdowns, what are the odds going to be for him this week?
To score a touchdown, to score a non-passing touchdown against the terrible Giants?
Yeah,
probably pretty high.
So it'll be even money for that one?
I mean,
one.
We can look it up. But I mean,
if you had to guess.
Yeah, so they're probably not out yet.
I would guess
plus 120.
Better than that.
Yeah, but let me see. Let me see if it's out.
But not plus by a lot, because I would expect him to find the end zone against the Giants.
Right.
I want to use him in the red zone. From
I might
the looks
be feeling
of
an Eckler. Eckler had some wiggle to him still.
He did. He looked good.
I don't know why they didn't use him.
I'm sure they're going to lean into him more as the season progresses. All right, coming up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, player props aren't out yet.
We got Jimmy Traina joining us at 8:25 from SI. We'll talk NFL with him. And Jonathan Allen, defensive tackle for your Washington Commanders. He's going to join us every week during the NFL season. He's on the show at 9. We're the Junks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll be right back. Jimmy Traina from SI, who's been on the show before, good guest. He'll join us at 8:25. We'll talk NFL with him. Right now, it's time for the Junkies sports page. Here on the Junks.
Niners win 32-19 last night. First Monday night game.
Yeah, how much did you stay up and watch? Or did you get up at 3?
I watched the first quarter live, and then I got up this morning and watched NFL Network. They were replaying it.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets scored the first touchdown. Brees Hall had a 3-yard run. They were up 7-3, but then it was all Niners after that.
He didn't have a good night. And Brees Hall was one of those guys who, in the fantasy world, was drafted super high.
Well, I mean, he gave you like 95 combined yards and a touchdown. Like,
yeah, he probably gave you, let's see.
Against
gave
the Niners, you'll take that.
He probably gave you 17, 18 points.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Right? So he had 5 catches for almost 40 yards.
He had a decent fantasy night than like a real life.
Wasn't Jordan Mason.
He ran for 3.4 yards per carry.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, give credit to the Niners defense. Dude.
Sure. The Niners look like they picked up from where they left off last
season. He was earning every one of those yards because he was just getting gang tackled throughout the game. And of course, that's the game plan. He's their best offensive player.
But it was
he shut him down.
It was 26-7 at one point. And then Rodgers was replaced because the game was over. Purdy finished 19 for 29, 231, had like an 84 QBR, didn't turn the ball over, was very efficient.
Are you all in on Purdy yet? Because you have been resistant.
I mean, am I all in?
We've got to win a Super Bowl. I believe you could
win a
Super Bowl.
He's a Jimmy G guy. Remember that.
Jimmy G. He's so much better than Jimmy G, in my opinion. But
he's carrying the torch for Jimmy G.
Certainly now.
He has been really, really impressive.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like he's got some rocket arm.
Got a great team around him. All right. It's a great team around him. So he's got a lot to lean on. But Can he win the big one? Let's find out.
I think his numbers weren't great, but that pass to Ayuk was
that was a great pass.
Yeah,
it was a great
and
pass.
And if he catches it, all of a sudden his QBR and his quarterback rating
are that
much
higher. He's
going to
be like some big numbers guy. He just runs the offense efficiently. He just makes efficient plays.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers was 13 of 21, 167, touchdown and a pick. It was the Jordan Mason show last. It was Jordan Mason, Jake Moody.
I think it's fair to say Rodgers was rusty.
Yes, looked it. Looked old to me. Jordan Mason, 28 carries for $147. Of course, C-Mac was announced to be inactive a couple hours before the game. And Mason filled in, averaged about 5.5 per carry, scored a touchdown. Receiving, also Debo had a rushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And then receiving, Juwan Jennings, who's a really good third receiver, led them with 5 catches, 64 yards. So, 32-19, final.
Jennings got borderline hip drop tackled at one point during the game, and he was limping up and down the... There was no penalty
call. Did he come back after that?
He was limping up and down the sideline, so that'll be something to monitor going forward for him.
Yeah. Look, the Niners scored on 8 straight drives. Their punter punted it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a dominant performance by the Niners.
Yeah,
and without their best player,
their kicker Jake Moody was 6 for 6,
right,
including a couple 50 yarders.
I think you can make an argument on best player.
You can.
I think you could.
With who?
Bosa, Trent Williams,
their best offensive player.
Okay,
you gonna quibble with that? Christian McCaffrey?
No,
he's a Hall of Famer.
But they have,
well, I don't know
my
yet.
Point is, they've got,
great players.
They probably have 3 or 4 players on the
of
level
players.
Of Christian McCaffrey.
No, they don't.
You don't think Trent Williams and Nick Bosa are on the same level as Christian McCaffrey?
I think he's just a cut above. I just think he's...
I think it's close.
It's hard to compare
close.
Running
they've
backs
They've got elite
to,
players, if that's what you're
left
saying.
Left tackles.
Yeah.
They have elite players.
At his peak, he's the best offensive player in the NFL. If he's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to say an offensive lineman's the best, but, I mean, a lot of people think that Trent Williams is the best left tackle, for whatever it's worth, the best at his
position.
He's
also a Hall of Famer, there's no doubt. Yeah. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And some would argue at times Bosa's the best at his position. So.
Came out yesterday that Deshaun Watson's been accused again of a 2020 assault in a lawsuit that was filed in Texas. CBS Sports obtained a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the prior, of course, he was previously sued a bunch of times for sexual assault. He's being accused of sexual assault and battery in the latest lawsuit.
Was this one different? It wasn't a massage situation?
No, I mean, I read the details.
He met her. They went out to dinner. I don't know where he met her.
Not sure where they met.
I think they might have met online.
Usually do.
And then the woman said that, you know, they had dinner at her apartment, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she says he basically took off his pants said, start to massage
details,
me.
The details are, they're alarming. Like,
she went into
the bathroom. They were talking. She was in the bathroom. He was in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. She was talking to him. There was no response coming from him. She didn't know what was going on. She leaves the bathroom, according to her testimony. He's face down on the bed, naked.
Yeah.
And he asks her to massage the buttocks. And she's worried. She's like, you mean you want me to massage your back, basically? And he's like, no, I want you to massage further down. And she's like, very reluctant, starts massaging his back. He flips over. Of course, what do you think, you know, what do you think is going on when he flips over?
Woody Woodpecker?
Then, according to the testimony, he sexually assaults her.
Yeah.
Penetrates her against her will. She was terrified. Then she grabs something from the room, some sort of like room decor. I don't know if it's a heavy object on her bookcase, whatever, as to try to protect herself.
She yelled at him and said, get off me. And
yeah, I mean, it's just.
It's when it ended. Yes.
Very disturbing details, if true. It's just, it's alarming. And it seems to fit a pattern from Deshaun Watson.
Right.
He still has one lawsuit remaining of the 24 original.
Yeah.
So he settled 23 of them. Mm-hmm. He has one remaining and then tack this one on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a civil suit, so we'll see if it's settled out of court. Possibly will be, just like some of the other ones. But, yeah, it's just it never ends with him.
If everything in there is true, he's a psychotic person and should be arrested.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a civil thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
He's also a mediocre quarterback at best right now.
Mediocre. He would kill to be mediocre. He was bad in week one. And probably, if he continues to play like that, we'll be benched for Jameis Winston, I would think.
A couple of injuries to talk about. Puka Nacua. Nacua is out for at least four games with his knee injury.
Did they say what the injury is? Is it like a meniscus?
I think he came into the season with like a bursa sac inflammation, and then he banged his knee in the opener on the turf against the Lions. So
it's a PCL strain.
PCL strain, okay. Yeah.
So he's on IR. That's four games missed minimum. Mm-hmm. Roma Dunze, he's also got an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So
also a knee, some form of knee sprain for him too.
Correct. He's got a sprained MCL.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So guys are getting banged up, especially the receivers.
Did Odunze play in the opener?
He did.
Yeah.
Yep. I'd have to look at
his numbers. Hard to see any sort of yardage because Caleb didn't even get to 100.
Right. I think he played a decent amount. It's just that offense was dysfunctional. And they relied on, I believe it was a blocked punt return for a touchdown. And,
yes. And a pick
and now
six.
Will Levis, hideous touchdown from his knees.
Yeah,
where he's doing this hands overhead right after he throws it.
He's doing his version of Kevin from Home Alone. He just can't believe what's happening.
I watched a little of Bill Belichick. It might have been, I think it was lunchtime, so it was like on Pat McAfee's show. And his point was, and it's obvious, but his point is quarterbacks have to think of, well, what is the gain here even if I complete it?
Right.
And if you actually look at that play that Levis loses the game on by throwing a pick six.
Yeah.
If it happened to be completed, it would have been a 2-yard gain.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
So eat it. Throw away the ball.
Yeah.
Don't just lose the game by throwing a crazy backhanded pass.
It was a bonehead decision, and he couldn't believe he did it.
Clearly.
But he did it.
Can you believe Bill Belichick is out there so much now? So yesterday I get home, and at lunchtime I see that he's on TV, and then I got home after three drives last night, so it was late in the first quarter, might have even been the second quarter, and Bill Belichick was on with the Manning cast.
Mm-hmm.
He's omnipresent now.
He's everywhere.
Cashing in.
Yep.
Good for him. Roma Dunze had one catch for 11 yards, four targets on the day, and the one catch was a deflection off somebody else's helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But he did hurt his MCL.
Now he's banged up with a knee injury.
I don't think they put him on IR yet, though.
I don't believe so, no. Yeah.
And, of course, the big story yesterday, one of the biggest stories, was the footage of Tyreek Hill finally released, body cam from the police officers from Miami. And it is what it is. I don't know.
I was horrified watching
it. I don't know where you want to go with that.
I think the police officers, it's a brutal job. It's tough, but you have to exercise judgment and patience and de-escalate. And my reaction was just, I was kind of sickened by it.
All right,
watching them slam him to the ground.
There's two sides to it, though, buddy. Tyreek Hill, have you ever told a cop, don't tap on my window or refuse to roll a window down?
Oh, I believe Tyreek Hill should have complied.
He instigated
that it. That doesn't justify excessive force.
I'm not saying that they didn't. The cops didn't overreact a little bit, but he instigated it.
The other thing is that it's odd. I saw an attorney point this out. Why were there four police officers there?
Don't know.
Well, they were checking. It was like a speed zone, so I don't know.
There was also like a construction zone because it looked like there were a lot of like cones and pylons. Yeah. And I guess sometimes they want people to slow down.
I mean, there are police officers.
100 miles per hour in a 55.
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Like first,
it was outrageous.
Before everything.
And but that's irrelevant to what happens after.
Not really, actually.
Actually, if you're not driving 100 miles per hour, you're not going to get pulled over by the cops.
I understand that.
No, but that's so egregious.
Like
you're pretty pissed off.
So wait
right?
a second. If so you drive, egregious. Let me ask you this. If you get pulled over at 55, then you don't get body slammed? Like, where are you drawing the line?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Here's the part that
I don't think speed should have any relevance in de-escalating a situation.
Well, hold on. Here's the part you haven't even addressed yet. Weren't the windows, like, blackout tinted?
Yeah. Not blackout. You could see them. Watch the video.
You could barely see them.
I will watch. But, because those guys are hypersensitive to a weapon being pulled on them. Hypersensitive. That's
of course.
Their whole number one thing.
Yeah.
So,
and I watched an interview with Calais Campbell yesterday, and Calais Campbell stopped on the scene as did, I think, a third teammate. I think Jonnu Smith might have. And Clayus Smith Campbell, now, he's a big guy. He said he got out of the car and he put his hands up immediately.
6'9", 320, I believe. He's and a huge dude.
He ended up getting cuffed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, but who knows what he said to the cops? No, you didn't know what Tyreek Hill said to the cops.
You can know because I watched the video. You can know. You watched the video of what Tyreek said.
But you didn't.
No, he's saying Calais
you didn't know
Campbell.
That. You didn't know what Tyreek Hill said to the cops before you made your judgment, because you made your judgment yesterday. You said it's hard to believe you're just going to throw
a guy.
We
talked about it yesterday.
You talked about it off
the air. You talked about it off the air, bro. Yeah. I mean, come on. I'm not making stuff up. You didn't know what Tyreek Hill said. All right. Tyreek Hill did instigate the altercation.
Well, hold on. He instigated it by going 100 in a construction zone. The reason, right?
But that, he instigated that way.
He mitigates that. Those guys are livid.
But he's also mitigating what he said to the cops.
Of course. But before we even get there, when you're going 100 miles, there's a reason why they have that lower, because you're putting people's lives in jeopardy going 100. Yeah. So those guys are arriving.
They're not arriving
there just like eating a donut.
Do you justify the body slamming and the cuffing and the choking?
I think.
Because he's driving 100. So if he was driving 70, it's okay?
No, when you disobey is the number one thing. You just don't disobey a cop.
I'm sorry, you just don't.
What do you think?
Hold on. Here's my question.
I want to hear another opinion.
Well, hold on. I have a question for you.
Well, I think both parties.
If he wasn't going to get out of the car, if he was not going to exit the vehicle, what are the cops supposed to do?
Oh, that if
you have a problem with them pulling him out of the car,
tell you to get out of the vehicle.
I'm not sure if they're legally allowed to pull him over, pull him out of the car for a speeding violation.
If a cop asks you to get out of the car and you say I'm not getting out of the car, I think they're well within their rights to physically remove you from your car.
Yes, especially if they feel threatened.
I'm inclined to believe that.
Now, can they do it? Can they do it in a? Do they have to like slam you to the ground and put your face down on the pavement? Probably not. That seems a little
overzealous. They were pissed off because of the way Hill was responding.
Hill at first had the window down, I think partially. Then he put it up, and the cop is banging on his window saying, you need to put the window down. He's not complying. At that point, I think the cop's within his rights to then remove you from the vehicle. If you get asked by a cop, please get out of the vehicle, and you don't, then the cop can remove you. Now, and in this case, it got pretty physical.
And I'm not sure they're in the business of being gentle.
No, they're not. Especially when they feel disrespected, and that's what they did.
Right.
Well, I just think they're in fear for their lives, too.
Well, he was pissed off. Being disrespected. He was also pissed off of the way Hill was talking.
Once he was out of the car, they have to exercise judgment and patience and de-escalate that situation.
Well, these cops, they were not de-escalating.
They did not.
Yeah. Now, I think both parties were escalating the situation.
Tyreek.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek was going 100. He should have said, I apologize, officer. Here's my license. Here's my registration.
Right.
And it would have been fine. He would have got a ticket.
Kept the window down the whole time. Then none of it would have happened.
I've gotten pulled over for a million tickets. All I do is be so nice and try to sweet talk my way out of it.
Yeah.
That's all I do. Just listen and try to sweet talk my way out of it. And I haven't been as successful of late.
The last thing that any of us would do.
Hasn't been that successful.
First of all, we wouldn't drive 100 in a 55.
Right.
But the last thing we would do is not roll down our window when the officer says, please roll down your window.
Right.
And then when you knock on the window, the last thing we would do, any of us would say, don't ever knock on my window.
And if the officer says, you need to get out of the car, I would undo my seatbelt and I would step slowly out of the car.
Right.
And then hopefully everything goes well after that.
Right.
But coming up later on the show, don't forget Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle for your Washington Commanders. He'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m. So week one wrapped up last night with Niners Jets. And in every NFL market, you know, radio hosts are either happy with the results from the team they cover or they have issues with the team that they cover. We've got audio from one of the Cleveland, I believe, morning show hosts. I believe on 92.3, the Fan in Cleveland, who snapped at the first caller that called in after the Browns' dispiriting week one loss to the Dallas Cowboys.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
He's quoting Daniel Caffey. Please. There's two numbers You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. Hold on. That's enough. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this.
So, why? He doesn't want to
read. I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it. You ready to go to another one?
Go ahead.
That's hilarious.
That's just completely unhinged.
I was talking about police officers exercising patience.
Wow, that was...
That's a radio host that needs to exercise a little patience.
Or he's doing a great job. I'd say he's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. That guy's a stud. But yeah, I get it. He's pissed off.
Also, if you look at the haul...
Frustrated.
Didn't the Texans get just the haul?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
For Deshaun Watson.
I'd have to look and see what the exact numbers were, but... And
I feel like there's a lot of revisionist history regarding the Deshaun Watson trade.
Go ahead.
I feel like... Back when it happened, everyone was kind of praising the Browns because they finally went out on a limb to get their guy. They secured the future quarterback for years to come.
There was a lot of criticism.
But the criticism was in the fact that the morality of Deshaun Watson.
No, the guaranteed contract. The cost.
That he got
People
the first,
did criticize. You're
he got the
that.
First no. fully guaranteed contract.
And the amount of money.
No, but there was nothing about Deshaun's play.
True. He's become a bad player.
That's the revisionist history, is that this contract's so laughable because he sucks so much.
Right.
Yes. But nobody thought, everyone thought this was great for Deshaun great for the Browns because of Deshaun's skill. I think there's a lot of revisionist history.
Yeah, it's called buyer's remorse. It's like if you buy a brand new car and then it turns out to be a lemon.
Well, they thought that's why they're upset. Be great. But there were plenty of people bitching about the cost.
They traded seven draft picks, including...
They thought he would still be great.
Seven draft picks, including three first-rounders.
Yeah. I mean, just...
But people were like, well, it's an outrageous... People were actually livid that they raised the quarterback market, if you remember,
and
that
guaranteed
high.
All the money.
Yes.
Correct. But if he was playing like he did when he was one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, there was a brief window where at least you could make an argument he was one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. The fans of Cleveland wouldn't be complaining about all the draft picks they gave up and the money that he's earning.
Well, that
and they wouldn't be complaining about the morality if they were winning games.
Again.
The problem is when you lose and the quarterback plays as poorly as he did, and Joe Flacco came in and looked pretty good last year.
Right.
People are going to question it.
So now they're completely stuck with him because they restructured his deal. He carries a $73 million cap hit for 2025 and 2026.
Right.
Like they can't cut him. They can't deal him. Who's going to take that albatross of a deal for a bad quarterback? Nobody.
I mean, you can bench him, but you're going to have a $50 million player sitting on the bench.
I mean, if you're Kevin Stefanski, you have to walk into ownership and say, it's just not working out.
Yeah.
It sucks that we spent all this money, this draft capital, but it's not working. He's a bad quarterback in 2024. He's not going to get any better.
I wouldn't think so. But you probably got to give him a few more games.
Is he a dynamic runner anymore? I remember him being a dynamic runner, and now I don't see that really in his game.
I think he can pick up first downs with his feet, but I don't think he runs as willingly as he used to.
Probably not. Yeah, he's probably not the same runner, but he's not the same player.
Yeah. It's wild.
He had 5 carries for 39 yards in the loss to the Cowboys.
That's okay.
The drop-off is so significant from where he was. You almost wonder if, beyond physical, if his brain is scrambled. I don't know, man.
You guys want one more good, quick rant? Before we have to take a break.
From the Cleveland guy?
No, this is from Sal Licata. He's a WFAN host in New York. And he's had enough of watching Daniel Jones.
I can't do it anymore. Where you sit there at 1 o'clock, you throw in the game, and watch Daniel Jones attempt to play quarterback. I can't do it anymore. It's year 6. It is year 6. Enough. This is why he hated the pick of Neighbors. It's not Neighbors. They need a quarterback. How many weeks and years do we got to watch Daniel Jones? I'm begging. I can't do it anymore. Daniel Jones. How could you be worse than that? You got significantly outplayed by Sam Darnold. I can't watch him anymore, BT. I'm sorry. I said this before the year. I said it all offseason. This is why I knew it was going to be a problem. I can't watch him attempt to play quarterback. It's impossible to watch.
By the way, since he signed his mega deal, the stat will blow your mind. Since he signed that deal, he's thrown more pick sixes than he has touchdowns.
Yeah.
More touchdowns to the other team.
Yes. Got it. I mean, that's at some why, point,
even
you
though,
pull the plug.
Even though even though Washington's defense is terrible right now, you can't lose to that guy this week.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's a code red if you lose to Daniel Jones and the Giants.
You can't lose to him.
You cannot lose to him.
He has a very bewildered look on his face all the time.
Yeah,
he's had Daniel Jones. Like, he doesn't do himself any favors in a press conference. He can be cordial and nice and answer the questions, but he just has a weird look about him.
He has a dumb guy resting face.
I'm big on those. You always criticize me when I say that.
I mean, I know it doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying it doesn't help him.
Yeah.
So some good radio rants there. It's always good to hear it when it's not happening from here, when other guys just losing their minds in other markets.
EB's about to do it already with Cliff Kingsbury.
It's always refreshing. Yeah.
Could happen.
When we come back, we will hit the Skins. Don't forget Jonathan Allen, Skins defensive tackle, will join us later in the show. He will appear on the Junks at 9 a.m. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.